Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. As we celebrate the end of another school year at Baylor, and lots to celebrate because earlier this month, Baylor announced a transformative investment in the life of the university in the form of the largest current gift ever received by Baylor. Through the generosity of an anonymous donor, a $100 million gift has been provided in support of Baylor's $1.1 billion Give Light campaign. A portion of the gift will launch the Baylor Academic Challenge, a dollar-for-dollar matching program to help fund new endowed faculty positions. Another portion will serve as the lead investment in a new Baylor basketball pavilion, a state-of-the-art athletic facility. President Livingstone announced the gift at an event in Houston earlier this month, and she's here today to share more about this exciting time at Baylor. President Livingstone, it has been an exciting time and a busy time for you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be with you. End of year is always busy, but we've had some wonderful news recently, and that on top of graduating almost 3,000 students, it's a wonderful time to be at Baylor.
A little bit of a whirlwind. You've got commencement, there's a board meeting, gift announcements, an exciting time.
It is. That's, you know, that's what we're all about, though, is graduating students and supporting them well. And so this is a fun time of the year when families are here and we're all celebrating together.
Well, let's dive right in because we talk about this $100 million gift, and it's almost hard for most of us to wrap our brains around a gift of that magnitude. So where do you begin as you wrap your brain around something like that?
Well, I mean, first, you're just deeply grateful for a family that has made that kind of a commitment to the university. So we're certainly humbled and honored initially as we think about that. And then, you know, it's also just a wonderful time to celebrate who we are, the fact that we have people that love the university so much that they're willing to come alongside at that level. And it just helps us prepare for the future and really think about the great opportunities we have ahead.
In what ways is this gift more than just a donation? How does it galvanize the Baylor family further?
When you get a gift like this, I think it's a significant signal that we have people that love the university deeply, they're deeply committed to our mission, and they care about the direction that we're going and want to help us to accomplish that mission and to accomplish the vision that we have as we go forward. And so I think that's really significant, but it's also a great example to others. Now, obviously, most people cannot give $100 million, but I think it's an example of stepping up and giving at the capacity that you can for what you're passionate about. And so we love that because I think it's an example to others at whatever level they can come alongside us and participate in this, that those are all wonderful and valuable and help us accomplish what we want to and help us move forward.
Visiting with President Linda Livingstone, and we mentioned that two of the main areas of focus of this gift are endowed faculty and a basketball pavilion. How did those two areas take shape as those major focuses?
As we developed our strategic plan, Illuminate, we then built out our Give Light fundraising campaign around the priorities in that plan. And what you see in this gift is support for some key elements of that plan. We talk about four pillars as part of Illuminate: our unambiguously Christian mission, transformational education, growing the depth and breadth of our research, and ensuring that our areas of human performance, arts, and athletics are nationally competitive. So this gift really supports all four of those pillars. The academic challenge component that will allow us to create probably up to 17 new endowed professorships on our campus of at least $3 million or more. We only have five at that level now. Dramatic for helping us strengthen our Christian mission, the learning experience, and the research by hiring faculty that care about all three of those things and hiring the best faculty in the world that want to be at a Christian university, that love the learning experience for students, love research. And then the basketball pavilion helps ensure that we are competing at the highest level, not just in our basketball program, but our other athletic programs as well. So this kind of gift in a dramatic way supports every aspect of what we're trying to accomplish in all four of those pillars that are critical to the future of what we're doing at Baylor.
What has the reaction been as you've talked to the Baylor family, whether at the event in Houston in which the announcement was made or just even here on campus talking to people?
Well, everybody's deeply grateful and appreciative that we have a family that's willing to come alongside us. They are, as you said earlier, a little bit like, wow, $100 million. How much is that really? You know, and kind of putting that in context. But it also shows that, you know, they're excited about the future. And it helps us accomplish what we want to in Illuminate much more quickly than we could if it, you know, took us longer to get to a point like this. And so I think that for that reason, particularly for faculty and others, it's an encouragement that what we're doing matters, that people are supportive of it, and it's an encouragement to keep true to that path and to keep making progress on Illuminate.
Now, that's not the only major gift that Baylor has celebrated over these last few weeks. The Sunderland Foundation provided a $15 million gift for renovation of one of Baylor's most beloved and venerable buildings, the Tidwell Bible Building. How will that gift impact Tidwell?
We were so excited when the Sunderland Foundation agreed to come alongside us for Tidwell. Tidwell is an iconic building on our campus. It's the Bible building. It's where our history and religion departments are. It was built in 1954 and honestly hasn't been renovated much at all since then. Every single student on our campus since 1954, I think with few exceptions, has gone through that building and taken classes in that building. So it's in many ways kind of the heart and soul from an academic perspective of kind of our core from a religion and history perspective. So having the ability to renovate that, to ensure the integrity of that Bible building and the reliefs on the outside, Old and New Testament, the stained glass, the soul of that building, while bringing it up to speed in terms of the quality of the technology in the classroom, making it ADA accessible, really making it a modern academic building while staying true to the spirit of the iconic and historic building it is really in many ways representative of what we're doing as a university overall.
What kind of work goes into something like that? Because as you said, it has history and you want to modernize it, but you want to maintain that integrity and tradition in somehow. Who all kind of plays a part in that?
Particularly because it's an academic building, you know, the departments that are in it and the faculty and leadership of those departments, both history and religion, have been involved. In fact, the planning for that building was done years ago, and we just had never raised the money to do it. But then we have our facilities folks on campus. We have, you know, architects that work with us on that design, and really trying to say, how is this building used now? How do we ensure that it is building community, that it is serving students and faculty well, and that we're maintaining the integrity of kind of the soul of the building and the many historical aspects of it. So it's a team effort to make that happen. It will continue to be that as we begin to move faculty out this fall and then begin construction on it later into next year. And hopefully, I think by spring of 2021, hope to have people move back in there. So it will be the first project we actually complete as part of our capital component of Illuminate. And we're thrilled about that and because it will affect every student on our campus.
That's fantastic. This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. And you mentioned the Give Light campaign. We're celebrating a $100 million gift towards that and the $15 million gift as well that we just spoke of. But maybe for people who have heard about Give Light but don't know a lot about it beyond that it is a fundraising campaign, what's special from your perspective about this particular effort?
Give Light is important because it is integrated in to support very directly our strategic plan, Illuminate. And the core principle behind Illuminate is that we want to be among the preeminent universities in the country from a teaching and research perspective while continuing to strengthen our Christian mission. And so we talk a lot about how the world needs a Baylor. It needs a Christian university that cares deeply about teaching and learning and research and is going to have a voice in the world. In order to accomplish that vision, we need to bring resources to bear to support our students, our faculty, our facilities to make sure that they're of the highest quality to support teaching, research, and so on. And so Give Light, it allows us that. It's got a endowment component. We've got to grow our endowment. So about a third of that $1.1 billion is directed to endowment. About a third is to current use to support ongoing programs and scholarships in support of students and faculty. And then about a third is for facilities, capital projects like Tidwell, like the basketball pavilion. And so it will impact the whole university, but all of the components of Give Light are in support of elements of our strategic plan, Illuminate.
Well, we're going to talk more about that academic component here as we move forward on Baylor Connections. As we mentioned, two major areas of focus, endowed faculty positions and the basketball pavilion. Let's start with an aspect of this gift, the $100 million gift that's unique, the Baylor Academic Challenge. What is that?
One of the things that this donor wanted to do was support the academic component of Illuminate. And one of the things we knew we need to do as we really grow the quality of learning, the quality of research, is have a higher level support for faculty. And so we created as a part of this an academic challenge. So a component of that gift will be used to match gifts that come in from other donors who want to create endowed professorships in the areas that are critical to Illuminate and its success. And so the way that works, it's a one-for-one match. The minimum gift to get matched is $1.5 million, which would then lead to a $3 million chair. We will match up to $3 million, which would give you, at a minimum, a $6 million chair. And as I indicated earlier, we believe this will allow us to add about 17 new professorships endowed at the $3 million level or above. And we have only five at the $2.5 million level and above now. So it will be dramatic in helping us recruit, support, and retain exceptional faculty, either that are currently here or to bring new faculty in that care about our Christian mission, are deeply committed to student learning, and are doing really groundbreaking research that's making a difference in the world.
What is so meaningful about an endowed faculty position?
Yeah, endowment is important because you basically invest the corpus of the gift, and then the payout from that every year, a percentage of that, comes out and actually supports the faculty salary, their research, graduate students, and so on. And what that means is that that faculty position is supported into perpetuity. You don't have to go out every single year and raise additional money for it. You don't have to use student tuition to fund everything that faculty member is doing because it is funded through the endowment. So endowment is critically important to helping us keep tuition costs down, to being able to, on an ongoing basis, support faculty and students without having to worry from year to year whether that funding is going to exist.
We are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone on Baylor Connections. And more specifically, how do endowed positions help you attract? You talk about attracting faculty, top faculty. How does that help you attract them?
The top faculty around the world have a lot of support for the work that they're doing. They have dollars for PhD students, they have labs, they have research funds, and then frankly, you're paying them a competitive salary to come. And so when they know that there's an endowed professorship, one, there's some prestige to having a named professorship, but then you also know that you have additional support beyond just maybe your salary coming in, and that is directed to support your position and your work as you continue to be productive through your career. And so that stability and funding for a faculty member is critically important as they kind of bring their research with you, as PhD students come to work with them, as master's and undergraduate students are attracted. It provides stability for them. It provides an ongoing level of support that is critical to them to know that you are committed to them coming and to being successful as a faculty member.
And is it safe to say then if you're a department and you have an endowed position, that's money that you're not paying for a salary that could go to other things in the budget, student resources or other things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It actually frees up some resources that you can use for other purposes.
Let's talk about another aspect of this now. Shortly after the announcement of the gift in Houston, Baylor's Vice President, Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, shared the news that, we'd seen previewed a little bit, but now it's official, a new home for Baylor's basketball programs, Baylor Basketball Pavilion. When you think about the pavilion and its impact, what are you most excited about?
There's so much about that that's going to be positive for the university. Certainly, that new pavilion, the intent is to design it so that it's a really fabulous fan experience, that it's a more intimate arena, smaller than the Farrell Center, and really designed to get the fans as close to the court as you possibly can. That helps the fans to have a great time, but it actually helps the teams and the competitiveness on the court. We know that there are certain arenas in this country that you're just more likely to win in. And part of that is the design of the arena and how close the crowd is and the energy that's that influences the game. It'll also help with recruiting, which will be fabulous for both our men's and women's programs. But the other piece of it that's going to be really positive is not only will it help our men's and women's basketball programs, but it also frees up the Farrell Center to become the home of our volleyball team and our acrobatics and tumbling team, both of which are exceptionally talented, doing really well, and are a little bit orphaned in terms of facilities and space, and it will allow us to create a home for them as well. So it will not only be fabulous for our two basketball programs, but also for our volleyball and acrobatics and tumbling. So it really accomplishes a lot across multiple programs all at once.
You mentioned that fan experience of being close to the floor. Now, I've been to a game at your alma mater, Oklahoma State University, Gallagher Arena.
Great place to play if you're the home team.
Yes, if you're the home team. It's very steep. The fans are right there on top of you. And I've seen when that place is full, you feel it, I'm sure, as a visiting team. What was it like for you as a player, you know, just playing in an environment like that, and how maybe picturing that being recaptured here at Baylor? Yeah.
Well, Gallagher-Ibe Arena is just a fabulous gym to play in if you're the home team. And in fact, it was just Gallagher Hall when I played there, and it had only about 6,000 seats. So it was actually a little bit smaller than what our pavilion will be. They expanded it a few years ago and it created a bigger arena. But, you know, playing in that kind of an atmosphere means so much. And the fans there are right on the court. I mean, there's barely room to stand on the sideline and throw the ball in on the sidelines there. And it makes it really loud, really intense. And it is challenging for visiting teams to play there. It puts a lot of pressure on them. It puts a lot of pressure on the officials when you've got that kind of a crowd. So it makes a huge difference. And, you know, when Oklahoma State comes here, we want them to experience that same type of home court here that they have at home and give an advantage to our teams.
How do you put a value, as best you can, or coaches or Baylor Athletics, certainly, just on what a new facility means? Not so much a real number, but we've seen McLean Stadium and certainly other facilities over the years.
Well, McLean Stadium is a great example. It is just a fabulous facility for fans. The setting there on the river is amazing. Honestly, people who come from other institutions say that it's probably one of the best venues in the country for a football game. And it really changes the tone. I mean, we've seen that at McLean. Now that the tailgating is such a big deal, it just completely changed the attitude about coming and being on the campus the whole day and being a part of that atmosphere. And that same thing, I think, will happen with this new arena. It's going to be right there along the riverfront, so it's going to be a beautiful setting, a dramatic setting. Again, I think it can be one of the premier places to play basketball in this country because of the way we designed it internally, but also externally, and then what we create around that experience as people come to the games, you know, for both men's and women's basketball. And frankly, we have unbelievably talented teams. I mean, third national championship for our women's basketball team this year. The men were in the NCAA tournament again and had an exceptional year in spite of a lot of challenges. So we're so proud of those teams and those coaches and providing them with a venue that really supports the quality of what they're doing and creates a fan experience that's of the quality of our teams, I think is going to be really important.
Visiting with President Linda Livingstone, and you mentioned the Farrell Center as well. It's going to be a new home for volleyball and acrobatics and tumbling. I'm sure Coach Felicia Mulkey and Coach McGuire were excited. Ryan McGuire from volleyball were excited about that news, in addition to Coach Kim Mulkey and Coach Drew. But those are two programs that are up and coming as well. What will having a dedicated home for their own mean, besides just having more place to practice and maybe in terms of environment for them as well?
You know, they have been, as I said, kind of orphaned on campus. I think they've had to practice in four or five different facilities around campus through the years. And, you know, that's hard on a team. You don't get that consistency. It's hard to sort of build that atmosphere of this is our home and we kind of are going to own this when we play. And so it will give them a home. It'll allow us to design it in a way that's for volleyball and for acrobatics and tumbling. I mean, they've been playing in a facility that was designed for basketball, and there's different needs for those different sports. And so I think it will be a wonderful boost to them. Coach McGuire has done wonderful things with that volleyball team and such talented young women, and they represent us so well. And then, of course, what can you say about acrobatics and tumbling? We've won five national championships in a row, and you know, a program does that well, they deserve to be supported and have a venue that is designed for them. So it's a tremendous opportunity for us, and we'll just help those programs to continue to be as successful, to continue to grow in success in the years ahead.
You know, when you think about the whole $1.1 billion campaign, the gift for the basketball pavilion is relatively small in the grand scheme of things, although certainly very large. But what's that interplay like sometimes when you have an announcement like that between athletics and academics? Because as I was listening to Mac Rhodes make the announcement last week, you know, he was talking about endowed faculty positions in his press conference. Does that kind of give a platform for things like that?
It's one of the things that we love about this gift is it really integrates the importance of athletics and academics under the umbrella of Baylor. You know, we've been going through this United campaign, which was about new, you know, uniforms and that sort of thing. But it's also about we're united as a university under the brand of Baylor. And this type of gift raises the bar on that across everything that we do. And I'm so appreciative of Mac Rhodes. He is such a team player with everything we're doing at the university. And honestly, he articulates our mission as an academic institution as well as anybody on our campus. And I appreciate that because he understands why it's important to integrate and value what we do in athletics and academics. And of course, they're so committed to our student athletes being successful and not just on the field or the court, but in academics, in growth in their spiritual life. And they truly are developing champions for life across our programs with the support of all of our coaches. And we couldn't be more pleased with that because it's such a great representation of the whole university and what we're trying to accomplish across the university.
Visiting with President Livingstone, heading into the final couple of minutes. And President Livingstone, when you think of a gift of this magnitude, what's the responsibility as a recipient? What does it mean to the university, your colleagues, the board, to be entrusted with the charge to utilize these in the meaningful ways?
As a Christian university, we talk a lot about stewardship and that we have to be good stewards of all of the resources we've been given, whether that's our people, whether that's our facilities, but certainly our financial resources. And so, you know, we really have an obligation with a gift like this to use it in a way that, you know, honors our mission as an institution and truly makes this institution a better place for our students and our faculty and staff. And, you know, I think as a Christian institution, we feel a little bit higher calling to that. I think all institutions recognize their obligation to use a gift wisely. But I think we recognize when a family has stepped up and given at that level, that we have a great obligation to use that gift very wisely and to take full advantage of it to have the greatest impact we can to really make this an even better place for our students in the years ahead.
And in the days and weeks ahead, if the Baylor family wants to learn more, get involved, what are some ways they can do that?
You know, we want everybody to come alongside us in both fulfilling the goals in Illuminate, but also in being a part of Give Light and at whatever level people can to find a place on campus that they connect with, have a passion for, and engage with us. And so certainly, you know, reach out to people you know on campus, whether that's a former faculty member, a dean, to find out how you can help. And certainly there's lots of information on our website about the Give Light campaign and ways people can engage. But we just really want people to come alongside us, participate, be a part of what we're doing. It is an exciting time to be at Baylor, and we are so blessed to be a part of the Baylor family.
Absolutely. Well, not everyone can give $100 million, but no. Everyone can come in and play a role. Thank you very much. It is an exciting time. President Livingstone, thank you for your time this week. And as you head into commencement this weekend, and certainly more best of luck with juggling all of those responsibilities.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and we're just excited about all that's going on.
President Livingstone, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.